We are learning with Sefer Zuma, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting at top of Amud Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We just finished learning that there's a machlokes, what is better to eat if someone's a chayla, he's in a matzav of kuach nefesh, and he has to eat something, but what's better to feed him? You have to feed him the more kula diga iser, the more lenient iser. So shayla was, what's better, tevel or truma? And we had a machlokes, what's better, tevel or truma? But Rabbi did say that if it's efsher to just eat the chulin, if that's enough, for example, you have 10 ounces and you have to take off 2% for truma. So if you can take off the truma and what's left is enough, it's enough for him to eat, enough to sustain on. So then, of course, you should do that. It's not even a shaila. The whole machlekes is the case where it's not enough. You need the whole entire thing. So what's better, to leave it tevel or to have tevel and chulin? So what is the kash on that? Efsher v'chulin, Rabbi said that efsher v'chulin, that's what you should do. So Mara has a kasha, pshita, I'm saying, of course, you don't need Rabbi to tell it to us. Rabbi said they're not arguing that case. Obviously, if it's efsher v'chulin, why in the world would you not do it and just give him the rest? So what was the havmina? So Gemara tricha was b'Shabbos. The story happened on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, it's usher to take off to fix up the tevel with doing taking of chuma, and therefore what Rahavmin is that you shouldn't do it. Kamash long that you do that, and it's bad, the best thing to do for sure. To take over chuma and feed him the chul. But for Rav's cash, that's also pashat. B'Shabbos nami pshita. Tiltel m'drabanu. The whole thing is only issa d'rabanan. It's not a derais to get issa. It's only issa of muksa. Now, the Acharonim are very busy, is that, what does it mean, tilt rabbanan? It's only issa muksa here? It's not a shalom muksa here, it's a shalom of tikkun mana. The reason why you're not allowed to take off chuma on Shabbos is because tikkun mana, and Marsha asks, it's tikkun manahu. And that's, and may is the rabbanan, you have to know the Gemara's kasha, but then may is a chiddush, that you know it's tikkun mana, even though I'm fixing it, it's still mutter. That's what Rekvega here asks, and he blabs Tzarechi and Goda, Rekvega on the Megillah Nashas says, Ayin Yavamas, the way there it says that to take off Chuma on Shabbos called Tikkamon. And he asks, that's why he has a kasha, that what's the Gemara's question? It's only all it is muksa. It's more than muksa. It's Tikkamon. But that's the Gemara's kasha. That Shabbos also is posh. It's Hilter Rabbanon. So Gemara answers like this. Hacha Mayaskina. We are talking about it by Otzit Shein Enokif. We're talking about here, this grain grew from a flower pot without a hole, which the halacha is only Tevel Midrabbanon, not Midraisa. It's only Tevel Midrabbanon and not Midraisa. And therefore, you would think that it's better to just eat the, don't be over the rabbanon of a frosh's chumas and maestris, and let him eat it the way it is, because the whole iser is only the rabbanon. So why should we over a different rabbanon to save this rabbanon? Just eat it. The whole thing is only chayiv maestr and chumah with the rabbanon. So kamash v'lon, no, it's still, in that case, it's still better to make it into chulin. That's the chiddush. In this case, it's still better to make it into chulin because you don't want, as my son, a person associates this with being a regular tevel, you don't want him to get mixed up. And ma'asava tevel choma, ma'asava truma chamura. And going back to, since the case was his, you needed everything, so therefore you had, it wouldn't help to take off. So therefore the question, should I do it and eat truma and chulin, or I shouldn't do it and eat the tevel? That was my chiddush we said before. The Sama Naim Megaris is Marasava. Just repeating over what we said before, Akapana, but the Gemara's teretz was that the Rabba's chiddush is that you take off Chumas and Maestris if it's enough, if what's left is enough, the chiddush is that even though the whole chiyib is only the Rabbanon, you still would do it. So, maybe this thing that Rabba is saying is that it's worth it to be over the Ister Rabbanon and do a tikkun than just eat the Tevel Rabbanon. Because the Yitzad, just to eat the Tevel Rabbanon, walk, that's the status quo. And it's only the Rabbanon. Why should we have a different Rabbanon to fix up this Rabbanon? They're both the Rabbanons. But Rabbi says, yeah, it's better to fix up this Rabbanon of Tevel than to leave it and eat the Tevel Rabbanon. Better to fix it up and do the Issa Rabbanon, taking off Chuma on Shabbos, rather than leaving the Issa Rabbanon of Tevel. So Mar says, Leimet Tanoim, maybe this fact that Rabbi says, Mechagis Tanoim, Tanoim to the Braisa. Mishinosh Chinochish. If a person got bitten by a snake, on Shabbos, he's in the Sakana. What do you do? Currently, Reifim, Lamakim, Lamakim, he let her call a doctor, even from Ered Tchum. Umakaram layers the Tanagarlis, he let her rip open a Tanagarlis, even though it's an Issim, Malacha, the Raisa, and the Tilas, the Shama. And if he needs this to put it onto the Makkah, he needs some of the insides of the chicken, he let her rip it open on Shabbos. The Goyz layers are Christian, they cut off leeks off the ground, which is also the Raisa. Umachinois, and they give him to eat. You don't have to take off Maisa. You don't have to take off Maisa. Rabbi is on Shabbat. Remember, it's on Shabbat. I do all pekuch nefesh, but the ma'isi, you're feeding him tavel, and you don't take off ma'isi. That's what Rabbi says. So we think of Pshat and Rabbi is, why don't you take off ma'isi? Because you don't want to be over to Isser Darabonim, take off ma'isi on Shabbos. Just give him the food to eat, which is only also only Isser Darabonim, because tevel on yerakos, on vegetables, only Darabonim. Rabbi Lezer of Shimonim, lo yechal achi yaseh, you should not eat it until you take off ma'isi. So what do we see? There's a machlokes over here, should be over the Isser of taking off ma'isi on Shabbos in order to save yourself from tevel Darabonim. So Neymar, let's say, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, he, lo Rabbi. It sounds like Rabba who says that it's worth it to make it into chulin by taking off trumas and maizes on Shabbos. It sounds like going to Rav Shimon, who says that you do the Isser Rabbanon to save the Isser Rabbanon. Because remember, we're talking about Otzel Sheni Nakov, we said before, which is only the Rabbanon. And he said it's worth it, and Rabbi said it's worth it to fix up the Tevel. Here also, it sounds like that's Rav Shimon Shita. So maybe he's going according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, not Rebbe. Look, tomorrow, no. I feel the Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, here by the case of Kreshin, Rebbe will agree. Because at Kan Lekom Rebbe Hossam, I mean, the case of Otzel Sheni Nakov will agree. I feel the same. I can't call Rabbi Hossam. Only by Krishim, Rabbi said that you should not take off Ma'aseh Eliyah, Ma'aseh Yerek, Darabonim. But Ma'aseh Yerek, that's Darabonim. Because it's not possible to be Issa Daraisa. I'm a Ma'aseh Dagon, but the case before, we're talking about Otzel Sheni Nakov, we're talking about a flour pot out of a hole. That they were talking about a regular grain, which is Chayiv usually Daraisa. The only reason it's not, because it grew in a flour pot. There, the Tevel Daraisahu, there, the Tevel is really Daraisa. So I feel a Rabbi Moida, the Yisharis late, but Otzel Sheni Nakov, if you allow him to eat not, you know, tevel, not gemaisticus things from Otzel Sheni Nakov, also mechav Otzel Sheni Nakov. You come to eat even Otzel Sheni Nakov, you come to eat the tevel, and therefore he said there, he'll agree there that it's kedai to take off the maisa even on Shabbos. That means by Yerek, it's not kedai to be over the Rabbanon to save this Rabbanon. Masha Inkein, but Otzel Sheni Nakov, where it's Otto Adaraisa, there it's kedai to be over this Rabbanon to save yourself from the other Rabbanon, to make it not tevel. So the one right to Tarabonam, Mishachose Bumis, Machil and Oisai Devash. Someone who gets his hunger, gets sick from this hunger pain called Bumis, you should give him honey. Chomini Mesika, and sweet things are good for him. Shadvash Chomini Mesika, because sweet things like honey and other sweets, they light up his eyes for Adam. Even though there's no first Raya from the Psukim, Zeich Ladava, there's a Remez in the Psukim. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says by Yonah's son that he Shaul made they were starving. Shaul actually made a shvur that everyone should fast, but he didn't realize that. And he saw some honey on a tree, and he took it and ate it. And it says in the pasuk, "Ru'u na ki oire eina," his eyes lit up, "ki ta'amti ma'at vash hazev," because he tasted some of the vash. It was a taina on Yonah's son that he was over the shvur. So what do you see? You see that if someone's very hungry, if he eats dvash, his eyes light up. Well, my apishin rayodava. So the Gemara has a question. Why are you saying apishin rayodava? It sounds like it's a pretty good raya. So the Gemara answers, hasam the hasam lav bumis achzei. It's not a raya because there wasn't a bumis. There wasn't a bumis. He didn't have that. He had a difficulty. Just Tom was hungry. So maybe only if his Tom hungry does it work the honey. Who said it works even for bumis? Kamash malon. Our Gemara that it does, and it's only a zeicher from there. Now, how do we know Yonason didn't have a bulmus? So Rashi says, because you see, it was a tain on him, it was over the shvur. If you would have had the sickness called a bulmus, then it wouldn't have been a tain on him, because b'kuch nefesh, just like Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat, for sure, for a shvur, you're allowed to eat. So therefore, Rashi says, we knew he did not have a bulmus. So Gemara Abayta, Amar Abaya. So Abaya didn't say something else that doesn't really stim with the Braisa before. It looks like it's a little different. Amar Abaya. Loishanu Ella. The only time honey works to restore your energy after a bulmus is loishanu Ella achil. Only if you eat the honey after you eat some regular food. Avakoyde machil on an empty stomach. If you take this honey megaragar, it makes you even more hungry. How do you know? It says a pasuk a different place. The chsiv by Yimsu Ishmitu Yisada. They found this Egyptian person in the field. Yichoy Yisrael David. They brought him to David. Yitnu lechem. They gave him bread. Veyoychal. And he ate it. They gave him water. And they gave him a sweet thing. They gave him a piece of a fig, which they smoked him, two raisins. And he felt better. He hadn't eaten for 3 nights, 3 days. So what do you see? They first give him the salads, and then you give him the mina mesika. So it doesn't stim so much with the braisa before. It says by Yonason that he took the dvash on an empty stomach. So you have to know. I didn't see anyone who asked the sa'ara straight. How does it stim with the raya from Yonason? But I guess they're arguing, but the two psukim are stickle stira. So I don't really have a mahalach, but it seems like there's two mahalachim, either on an empty stomach, dvash works or not. Omar Nachman Mashmul. Misha Chazir Bumas, what's the good remedy for that to make you feel better? Machil might say, Alya, you take a tail from a sheep, a good fatty piece of meat, bitvash, dipped in honey, it's delicious. And that helps you out for a bumas. So Hun Radio Shu Amar, Ap Soilas the Kia Bitvash. Also, you take flour and you put in honey, also tastes good. Also will be good for a bumas. So Papa Mafila Kimchi Desar Bidivsha. Even Kimcha Desar, even flour of barley in honey also should help him restore his energy. So the Ravaita, Rabbi Yechanon, Pam Acha Chesozani Bumas. I want them to get the sickness called Bumas. But it's Ratz Dilim Zrachel Shal Teina. I ran to the eastern side of a fig tree where it's very sweet to Teinim because the sun shines over there. And I felt better. V'kiyamti ba'atzmi achochma techaya ba'aleha. Again, you see here also, he took the sweet before he ate anything. And it says, V'kayim myself, the Pasuk Ha'ela says, achochma techaya ba'aleha. If someone is smart, he could be mechaya himself. The Tani Rav Yosef, ha'reitz litim tam te'ena, how do you know that, so how do you know that sweet, the chochma that he had also was, that he knew that on the eastern side of the tree, it's sweet. How do you know that? Tani Rav Yosef, ha'reitz litim tam te'ena, if someone wants to taste a good, sweet geshmak of fig, yifne l'mizracha, go to the east side of the tree. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, mege tevuei shomesh, that the sweet tevuah is what's connected to the sun. And Rashi explains that from the east side, the sun rises until chatzos on the east side, and therefore it gets very sweet there. The Marashash asks, why don't you go to the Maravis also? On the Maravis side also, it should help. That's what the Marashash asks. Look over there, what he explains. So tomorrow, weiter. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Kozibur, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosi were on the road. Achze bumus Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda chapped the hunger. Kapchil roya, ochle rifta. He saw a roya walking by, and he grabbed his food from him, and he ate it. Omale Rabbi Yosi, kepachta es a roya. You know, you cleaned out the roya. Kimotu, that's what happened. Kimotu lamasa, achze bumus Rabbi Yosi. When he got to the city, Rabbi Yosi got the sick bumus. Adru of alagi v'tzayi, they loaded him up with different jugs full of honey and different mina mesika, and he felt better. Omer Yehuda, ani kapachtes roya. All I did was clean out the roya, the shepherd. Ata kapachtes ehev, ata kapachtes ayakula. You just clean out the entire city. So upon him, there was a story by Bumas. Now the big shaila: if someone's in a dangerous situation like this Bumas, is he allowed to steal from someone? So Gemara Bava Kama has the shaila and says he's not allowed to do it. As well as Rashi and Tosfos, what that means. According to Tosfos, it means I'm allowed to steal without planning on paying back. But if I plan on paying back, I'm allowed to steal. Rashi there is mashma that even if you plan on paying back, you're not allowed to steal. So the kashi of this Gemara is not like Rashi. Rashi says you're allowed to just steal it. So the Rabbi Yashiv answers, here it's different. Here the Bailam is here in front of you. So of course the Bailam is here. He is mechuyev to save you. So you let it grab him because he sees what's going on. And therefore, that's for sure allowed to take away the Mammon Bailam from the Bailam itself if a person is a matzav of sakana. So Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Huda all on the way. Rabbi Meir of Adayik Mishma. Rabbi Meir, before he stayed anywhere, he found out the person's name and the feeder name, he touched up what type of midas the person had, what type of person he was, you can see from his name. They didn't really look into those things too much. His name didn't mean too much to them. When they got to a certain place, they looked for a place to stay, looked for lodging. So Yavale, they said, there's a guy, Kidor. What's his name? Kidor. The new Balaksanya, the bed and breakfast, the guy's name is Kidor. So Amar, Ramei said, I don't like the name Kidur. Shmami no Odom Rasha. He must be a Rasha. Why? She never said the Pasuk, Hidar Tapuches Hema, Bottom Lay Umabon. The Pasuk in Parashas Hazinu, I think. And the Pasuk there says, Dar Tapuches Hema. It's a Dar that they're backwards and they don't keep the mitzvahs. And Kidar, that's his name, Kidar. So he knew it got to be careful from him. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, they were in Makmitz. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Ashtim Levi Kisayo. They gave him, before Shabbos, that a wallet loaded with cash, they gave it to the Achsanya for safekeeping. Rav Meir, he was a little scared of it because he saw the name of the guys at Rasha. Loi Ashman Kisei, they did not give his wallet to the Balach Sanya. The guy had his father's kever, I guess, was on the property, buried. His father was buried on the property. So he put it near the father's kever, he hid it there. That night, Friday night, Achzle Bechalme, at night, he had a dream. The owner of the hotel had a dream. And his father came to the dream and said, Tosh shok l'kisei d'manach ha'reishu gavra. Take away that wall that's on my head. L'malcha, he wakes up Shabbos morning. Amar lo, who? He tells Rav Meir, Hachi asked me l'chamayi. I saw in my dream that my father says there's a wall on his head. Amar lo, Rav Meir says to him, Ne'achelmud v'yishim shilasim v'minasha. Chalemis of Friday night don't mean much. Because since someone is so rested Friday night, he has these funny dreams. But I don't bring a riot from that. Meister Rav Meir, when I got scared, so also Rav Meir, but not for Kul Yoyimah. He stood by the cave of the entire Shabbos day. He was Mavis Sedra, Shabbos Meister. But I see, and he, after Shabbos, he brought it back. The next day, okay, so Rav Meir had his wallet, at least. The next day, they're ready to leave. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir go to the host and say, well, you know, can I have my wallet back? How long kids give me my wallet back? What are you talking about? You never gave me any wallets. I see, look, he lost all your money now. Why were you makbid on his name? Check out his name. What do you mean? Why don't you tell us to be chashish? All I had was a chashash. That's all I had. I didn't know for sure anything. I had a suspicion. Achzuki Mirmina, I knew him for sure. That's why I didn't tell you anything. Okay, that was so mashchu. So now, but these tzaddikim weren't leaving without that money. So mashchu, but Elul Chanusa decided to bring him to the pub and get him drunk, and you know then they'll take his money from him. He'll tell him where the money is. He'll get him drunk. The mice didn't need that. They brought him into the pub. They see that he has on his lips chazu tavche asvame. He saw on his mustache with leftover lentils. He must have just had that for lunch. So Ozdu, they went back to the wife of the Baal Sanya. Well, this guy was drinking in the pub. The Yavu Simona Levesu, and they told his wife, you know, give me our wallet back. So she said, what are you talking about? I don't have a wallet. So they said, yeah, I'll bring you a riot. The simon is that he told us to tell you. The simon is that he had lentils for lunch. Okay, so good. Shaklu, she went to retrieve the wallet, took a salvaisu and gave it to them. He came home. Where's the wallets? Oh, you gave it to them? Ozla Iu Vekatle. He went ahead and killed his wife. Hainu Tanya. That's what we learned in Abraisa. Mayim Rishonim. If someone is not careful about washing before bread, Mayim Rishonim, Achilu Basar Hazir. He'll get fed Basar Hazir. What was that story? Rashi explains the story was one time a Yid came to the certain pundik, and they saw that he didn't wash his hands, so they assumed he was a non-Jew. So the Bala pundik, the restaurant, served him a pig, because this guy is not a Jew. So because he didn't wash Mayim Rishonim, he was fed Basar Chazir. And Mayim Achroinim, if you don't wash Mayim Achroinim, Hogu is the Nefesh. He killed someone. Why? Because if this fellow who stole the wallets, if you'd have washed Mayim Achroinim, the derech is wash Mayim Achroinim, he washed his mustache also. Then they wouldn't have seen the lentils on his mustache, and he wouldn't have landed up killing his wife. So you see how careful you have to be in Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achroinim, because this will come to. Well, B'soif, L'maisa, after that story, Havadayik B'shma, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Yossi also started being Havadayik in names of Valach Sanya, Ki Emot Alu Beisir Shmei Bala, came to someone's house, his name was Bala, they didn't go stay there. Omer Shvami No, Rosh, we must be Rosh. Chassim says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, Va'imar La Bala Ne'ufim. And you see that Bala and Ufim are the same thing. So you see Bala is a Lashon of someone's Mezana, and therefore he's a Rasha. And in parentheses, the Gemara says, Kamoy Achre Baloisi Eisli Edna, Kaloyim, which means a Zikna ben Ufim. So I mean, Pasuk Pshat is, what the Gemara is saying in the parentheses is, that Pshat in the Pasuk is that a person who is Mezana lot, he ages, he'll become old. That's what it means. Labala means worn out from the Ufim. Balkapanim, he saw from the name that he was a Rasha, and they were careful not to go to them.